Wes Carberry is a partner who leads the vision for the technology practice at Sense Corp. For more than 14 years, he has strongly contributed to the growth of the company. Sense Corp is a new breed management consulting firm delivering fresh thinking, creativity, and expertise. Wes has developed an unparalleled level of expertise across IT strategy and implementation. He has more than 50 success stories with clients ranging from startups to the largest companies in the world. He understands the breadth and the depth of technology and communicates so well that he's the guy that gets picked first for the boardroom. Please welcome Wes Carberry to the Cloud Developers Summit and Expo.
Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you everyone for having me. I moved this up just a bit. Can you guys hear me okay? Gregory, can you hear me okay in the back? Perfect. I think I'm supposed to tie a little bit of this together with a case study. For our case study, we're going to talk about College Bound, who I'll introduce in just a minute. We use the OutSystems platform in order to enable this, and I'll dig into that a little bit as well, and I would encourage you to visit Mike Jones and their crew at their booth during lunch as well. But introducing College Bound, Sense Corp as a management consulting company has several nonprofit organizations that we partner with as part of our Sense Corp outreach and engagement efforts, and College Bound being one of them. And College Bound is an organization that identifies high-performing but under-resourced high school students and helps walk them through the path via coaching, mentoring, and support to getting into college and succeeding in college and four-year universities. One of the big challenges that you have with under-resourced high school students is the fact that in most cases they're the first person in their family to go to college. So there's no sort of blueprint or roadmap that they can walk through in order to go through the different steps in the process. And so what happens is this phenomenon called summer melt. And these are children that are young adults who are accepted into college but don't complete all the little steps you have to complete over the course of the summer in order to actually make it to the first day of class. Things like making sure your housing deposit is put in on time, making sure that you're registered for classes successfully. So College Bound worked with us to determine, and OutSystems, to determine how can we solve this summer melt problem. Now, like most clients, even though they're nonprofit, they said, oh no, by the way, I want to do it this summer. So, which only gave us several weeks to make this happen. As I take a step back, you know, we would take the same approach with anybody, which is, okay, well, who are we engaging here and how are we engaging? And I look at how, as technologists, how our view of engagement has changed. You know, originally we would say, okay, hey, we're building up our back office, or we're creating these systems such as CRM, or we're using these processes. And as part of that, that was our product. That's what we were creating, and that's where the engagement ended. And then we started to mature a bit and said, oh, you know, I want to work with our sales stakeholders or our service partners, you know, trying to make sure that we're cooperating, you know, much like the three people in the picture on the first presentation. You know, sometimes cooperating better than others, and achieving that partnership and that engagement at that level. But what I really think the cloud and specific mobility is empowering is engaging further out, you know, with our customers, with actual people outside of our partners from other channels, for instance. And so this allows us to think of things in a new way, and again, leveraging mobile to engage in a much different way. From a College Bound perspective, their customers were their students. And they had counselors, which would be their internal staff that was helping to support these students make it through the summer without melting. Now, we felt the best way to achieve this was using the cloud. And one of the main reasons is that, of course, when you first think of things, we're like, oh, okay, we'll just create a web application of some kind to help us manage this. Well, the challenge is, for any of you with children that know, if I show a picture of this to a high school student, they're going to say, what's that? You have to explain to them what a laptop is. They're thinking of things very much from a mobile enablement. And again, as any of you that have teenagers would know, the only way to really communicate with them is actually via text to begin with. So this is all part of that problem that we're trying to think about. Again, how are we pushing that engagement? What we came up with is Bridget. And it's supposed to be a play on words where we're personifying it, but also bridging the gap between graduating high school and entering college. And as you can see, this is a web-based platform, and I'm going to walk you through a little bit of what it does to give you a brief understanding. In the interest of time, I'm not going to show a demo, but if you're interested, catch me at lunch. I have a demo on my tablet, and we can walk through exactly what it does and what it looks like. But our approach was to walk these students through, much like for those of us who use TurboTax, what's the workflow that you go through in order to determine, with very simple questions, what happened this past year, or what do I need to do in order to get my taxes filed? Or in this case, what do I need to do in order to start my first day of class? You know, these questions are very straightforward, and actually much like, you know, for instance, my father had actually been to college, and so he gave me unsolicited advice, just like our Bridget Fox does. So, you know, we try to add that flavor in as well. That's a joke. Feel free to laugh. We also have contextual help that's aware of where you are in the application in order to help walk you through that. And most importantly, as the counselors are looking at this and as they're managing this, you know, they're trying to say, whoa, wait a minute, one of the students that I'm counseling is falling behind on their task. So then what they would do is they can click on these exclamation points, and that starts to really reach out and engage those students by sending them a text directly. And what we found is over the course of the summer, the students would actually respond, and the students would complete these tasks on a more timely basis because, again, they're not going to go to the web to check it. So how do we tie mobile into this solution to make it happen? Now, I know I've gone a million miles an hour to try to get through this again in a short amount of time, but to give you a basic understanding of what we did, so the how we did it, again, was via the cloud and specifically an OutSystems platform as a service. And one of the primary reasons that we went this direction was the speed. College Bound has a limited IT footprint and limited IT capabilities. So even introducing other servers, if they didn't end up underneath the desk somewhere, would be a challenge. So that immediately draws us to the cloud. From a speed perspective, utilizing the platform allowed us to develop things so quickly. And Gregory here in the back row is actually from College Bound, so I apologize for throwing you under the bus on this. We developed it so quickly that they made us start over two different times because it was almost not that we were prototyping, but we were production typing, and they were quickly iterating through those solutions. And again, performance, which ties into the elasticity. The major time that this application is used is across, over the summer months and the a little bit of layover into May and September as well. So being able to ramp up the hardware as needed to support a high volume of students was very critical to our success. And the other is it ties into other cloud systems and architectures. I mean, you saw probably from the text, we're utilizing some infrastructure as a service players like Twilio as part of that. Again, without showing the demo, I was able to shorten this a decent amount, but I am available afterwards if you guys need to talk. Specifically, I could dive into the selection process, our development methodology, and really between either Gregory or myself, where we're going from here, how we're expanding this application into broader geographic areas, additional school systems. And again, my contact information is here if you need to discuss anything. Thank you guys very much.